Each month, the peanut supply and disappearance is issued by USDA on how many peanuts are in stock and how many are planned for the new coming year. The only change this past month was a slight increase in domestic food consumption, but they are still estimating now that we produced in 2016 2,842,000 tons of peanuts. That's harvesting 1,547,000 acres, averaging about 3,675 pounds per acre this past year. The carry forward, they estimate, is going to be about 857,000 tons. Those are peanuts that get us from August all the way to the new crop, which starts arriving about October. The domestic food use, they say, is predicted to increase 1.9%. Currently, it is up 1.3%. Exports, they say, from USDA is predicted to decrease slightly this year, about 13%. But the present levels are running up 12.1%. So if we have enough peanuts to get to the new crop, we will have another banner year in peanut sales. Markets are holding strong. Old crop now selling for about $500 per ton. That's on the flex contract and the mini-max contract. One as high as $508, one at $500. New crop, going into 2017, contracts are running about $450 to $475 per ton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.